I didn't hear what you said.
We need to sing louder so we can take the paint off that wall.
Yeah, we're getting ready,
guys.
Yeah.
We weren't unit at all.
Welcome! Yeah, looks like we might have the Thanksgiving week kind of orange here. Yeah, well, let's do a little stretch, shall we? Roll those shoulders, get some blood pumping. Stretch up. And then... we have overtime. Stretch up. And... good. Take a good low breath in. And let it out. Fight out the time breath in. Oh. Now this time make the side high and go all the way through to low. Breathe in. Oh. Excellent. Okay? Loosen up the neck muscles a little bit. As you do that, just lightly just kind of a little bit. Nothing that's stressful. Nice, easy movement there. And viva, viva, viva. We're going to listen for a bunch of stuff right here. First of all, the first vowel. I'm not going to go this way. It's not going to be viva. Then the ball. We've been working, I think, probably ever since I walked in the door. We've been, hey, right? We've been working on the ah vowel. Okay? We do not want... okay? It's a okay? We are not going to be flat, especially when we come down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That third scale degree is usually flat. And we're not going to do that this week, okay? So, incorporate all those things so I don't have to reiterate them as we do it, okay? And try one. Two, ready, and go. And so on, I modeled the real thing, right?
Viva, viva, viva.
Okay, we're flat. Okay, let's get a little bit more energy. Come on, Master. Can you get some breath energy moving? And let's not be flat. Now in one, two, again, and go. Legato, but we also need it to be on time and in tempo. cloud is a lot of things to think about right there. Try it one more time, same key. One, two, ready, and.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
a little. Crunch, crunch, step in nasally. Feel the relaxation here. None of these muscles should be
permanently combing out your throat over here.
Okay, keep things nice and light and relaxed. Ready, two, again, and loud. air first, aspirate attack, ready? Cadences. Every song has a resting point. first resting point we call a half cadence because it ends on the fifth scale degree, the 5-7, okay? Half cadence. Authentic cadence ends back on 1. If you get really fancy, there can be a perfect authentic cadence where the root of the chord is in the outer voices.
But that's way over our heads, right?
But if we understand how chords work with one another, Bruce is not here, but he showed me Dan Stevens, is that his name?
Dave Stevens,
thank you. Yeah. Showed me a video that was probably done, it looked like maybe late 70s, just based on what clothing was maybe in the video, but talking about, you know, the Come Home chord and the Coney Island chord, and it's this. If you understand how chords relate to one another, you can basically sing any song. And what I'm trying to get us to realize is that we've got the smart and the know-how, we just don't have the musical vocabulary to put to it. If we understand that, we can accomplish much more quicker.
That's also the basis of what we call woodshedding.
Yeah, exactly, woodshedding. Exactly. Coming up with harmony, just based on where you think the melody line is going.
Come and sing the melody, and you, the rest of it is harmonized. That's exactly what we're doing here.
Right? So, this makes hope, I hope what it does is answer some of your questions on why in the world and what does it mean and blah, 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 blah. There it is. Okay? Does it make some sense here a little bit? I would love to do that sort of intro to music theory kind of thing where we can all start to learn for those that are interested. And I'm going to say that once we get through with Christmas, I would love to take, you know, half an hour before the normal chapter meeting. Whoever wants to come, we're just going to start with the basics, and we're going to say, here's what music does, and here's like the math or the reason behind why it works, but this will make it better. As we start to hone our ears in and we just start to listen to the way harmonies evolve, things are going to come quicker. It's going to be less work. We don't have to learn everything by rote. You can actually start to look at some things, which brings me to the next part of our warm-up. Tag, sight singing. Sight singing is so important, but it doesn't really mean anything until you understand a few rudimentary things. You have to know that from a C to a B flat, that's a whole step. You won't know that until you understand a little bit. In fact, I've got a way to do this kinesthetically, visually, and orally for those of you, depending upon how best you learn. So when you see on a keyboard, which you can't all see it right now, but there is two steps between a C and a B flat. That's a whole step. But if there's just one little note next to it, then it's a half step, right? So once you start to understand the relationship, from here to here is a whole step, from here to here is only a half step, if you can just see it and start to realize that, you're going to be able to read this so much quicker and easier instead of having to learn everything by ear, okay? Which is our goal, is to be quick and easy at the learning so that we can spend more time in the artistic stuff, right? Because that's where the real bread and butter and fun stuff comes into play. So, let's do basis first. Give me a preview line. I know we'll meet again. Rest, rest. Be again someday.
Right? So if it's a half step from here to here, what the interval from there to there?
Okay, still prayer or warm-up.
One and two, again.
I go.
Before we can start to incorporate the stuff. Okay? that's my goal for warm-ups, is that we teach you tools, building blocks, ideas, so that we can get through the rudimentary parts of stuff quicker and get to the artful stuff sooner.